Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. Let's take a look at importing your Photoshop layouts, website layouts, into Adobe Dreamweaver. All right, the first thing we need to do, or actually before I even begin, I should mention that you should know how to both slice and optimize and export your Photoshop layouts and define a local root folder here in Dreamweaver. If you don't know how to do either of those things, check out Tutvid.com. Yeah, under the Photoshop tutorials, there is a slicing and optimizing a layout tutorial. And under Dreamweaver, there is a defining a local root folder tutorial as well. All of that will bring you right up to speed, and you'll be able to jump right into this and take care of getting your Photoshop layouts into Dreamweaver. First thing I'm going to do is come over to Photoshop where I have a layout, and I need to save this out. I'm just going to quickly export it. I'm not going to get into any detail or any depth of what I'm doing. All the detail, and I get into much more depth in the slicing and optimizing a layout tutorial. For now, we're just going to quickly export this thing and get it ready for Dreamweaver. So let's go File, Save for Web and Devices, and I'm just going to save everything as a JPEG, and the quality we'll set it to 45, and just hit Save. Now, the one thing you need to know, I'm just saving this on my desktop. You want to set the Save As type to HTML and images. I'm going to change these capital letters here. Two lowercase letters, and we're saving an HTML file plus a folder full of images, the images being all of our slices. So I'm just going to hit save, and there we go. Photoshop just exported an HTML file and a bunch of images for us. So back over to Dreamweaver. Here in Dreamweaver, I've got this little folder called temp site, which I've just set up for this video. You can just drag them right in here to this blank white space and drop them onto the root folder of your site. I'm just popping them into this little folder here. I'm going to come over to Bridge. And I have here in Bridge a little folder called images and a little HTML file called site layout sliced. I'm going to drag both of them into Dreamweaver and drop them on top of temp site. Minimize Bridge, and you can see that I have this HTML file and a folder full of images. Let's take a look at what we've got here and open up our HTML file. Double click it, and it looks great. We have all these individual images here. Everything's good. Let's zoom out a little bit, and we have our site here. Let's get our site sort of laid out and set into place here. If you move your mouse over the edge of the table, because this entire site is contained with this big table, you select the entire table. When you do that, you can choose the align options. Let's align this center. Okay, so just align it center. It doesn't look like anything's changed. Let's go to File, Save, Note, hotkey for save is Control S. That would be Command S if you're using a Macintosh. And let's hit F12. F12 is the hotkey for previewing in your default browser, which in this case for me is Firefox. So I'm going to preview this in my browser. And we can see that it is in fact centered. Matter of fact, I think Internet Explorer will give us a better view of that. Let's preview in Internet Explorer. And yes, we can see that it is in fact centered. Let's give this a little background color. Close that tab. We're going to minimize Internet Explorer for now. And we're going to select Page Properties. Now, actually, I do recommend that you set this entire layout into a div tag. Matter of fact, I will show you how to do that. Let's set this entire layout into a div tag and use that div as our background. I am going to select page properties, though, and set a background color using HTML. I'm going to grab this dark, dark green over here. Then I'm going to come in here and select system color picker and just drag this right over to the blues. And we've got this really dark blue, navy blue. Add those to our custom colors. Hit OK. Note our hexadecimal code here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to select that, right click, and copy that. Hit OK. So we get this dark blue background now, but I'm still going to set this into a div. What we're going to do is select the entire table again and come up here to Layout and select Insert Div Tag. When we do that, the Insert Div Tag dialog box pops up. We want to insert this and wrap it around our selection. In this case, our selection is this entire table containing our layout. We're going to give it the ID of site underscore layout. And we are going to create a new CSS rule to go along with this. Select advanced. The selector is going to be pound site layout. And we're going to define this in a new style sheet file. Hit OK. And when we do this, Dreamweaver is going to ask us where we want to save our new CSS file. First thing we want to do is select site root. This will ensure us that we are in fact saving this right here in our root folder that we are referencing directly here in Dreamweaver. And we're just going to call this site underscore layout. And we're going to hit save. Now what pops up is all the different properties we can change using CSS. First thing I want to change is the background color. Background color, well, we can just paste that right here into this box. And I want to come over here to box, and I want to set the width to 100%. And I also want to set the height to 100%. So now we have this div tag going 100% across and 100% up and down. And we're going to set some padding. We're going to uncheck same for all. And we're going to set this website about 35 pixels from the top of our browser window. So now I'm just going to hit OK. And now I'm going to hit OK to actually insert that div. And there we go. You can see our site has moved down. Also notice this. This CSS file that we just created also opens up and shows us everything that's going on in here. We've got all of these properties set. I'm just going to save the CSS file and close it. I'm going to save our sliced site, and I'm going to preview this in Internet Explorer. And here's our site. You can see that it's centered, and we've got this nice dark blue background, and our site is about 35 pixels, well, precisely 35 pixels off the top here of our browser. Great. But let's say we wanted to change something in that CSS file. How would we do that? Well, there's several ways around it. You can, number one, double-click on the CSS or the site layout.css file, and you can just hit enter, and you can add anything you want. You could add a background image and then go from there. I'm not going to do it this way, however. I'm going to close this file. We're not going to save it. You can also go to the CSS panel, and you can select Add Property, and you can choose one of these properties here. I'm not going to do it that way either. What I'm going to do is double-click here under site layout.css. I'm going to double-click our site layout, and up pops the CSS rule definition dialog box. The reason I'm going to do it this way is because this way I can see everything that CSS has to offer. If you're just starting out using CSS especially, this is a great way to go because you can really see all of your options. You know, hard coding a CSS file, if you don't know CSS, you're really not going to get very far. And digging through all these properties could get to be kind of tricky. This is really the most straightforward way to take care of this. So we can come in here and edit the background color. We could change this from 171731 to 2717, hit apply, and we can see our change. All right, I'm going to change that back to 171731. Just hit apply. Okay, and that's how you make a change to your CSS page. You can see that CSS page has opened up to show us our change, which actually is nothing because we didn't make a change. Okay, so that is how you edit your CSS file. Let's now take a look at adding content. Right now, as this site stands, we can't really add much of anything to it. There's not really any place to put content. Normally, you would put the content right here where this big gray image is, but there's nothing there and we can't type there because it's a big image. What we need to do is delete this image and put something there to replace it. Now, you could create all of your content in Photoshop and just leave it in this image and display text and images or whatever you want to do in Photoshop. The problem with that is not only is it much harder to edit, especially as you expand your site and make more pages, but it also takes a lot longer to load. So I'm going to select this image and delete it. Okay, don't worry if it makes it look like your whole layout just got blown apart. We're going to fix all that in just a second. Come back up to the Layout tab and select Insert Div Tag. We're going to insert another div tag. This time we're going to insert at insertion point, which is right where our little flashing cursor is. We're going to give this the ID of site layout underscore content. We are going to set another new CSS rule for this. Selector is going to be site layout content. We're going to define this not in that site layout.css, but a new style sheet file. Hit OK. Once again, it's going to ask us, where do you want to save this? We're going to make sure we're on the root of our site. We're going to name it site layout underscore content.css. Now I'm just going to tap site root here. We are on our site root. Hit save. And now we can choose what we want to do. All I want to do is set a basic background color. I'm clicking and holding here, and this is going to allow me to use my eyedropper tool anywhere on my display. So I'm going to come over here to our layout. I'm going to select this dark gray. And then I'm going to come over to box, and I'm going to set the width to 800 pixels because I happen to know that my layout is 800 pixels across. And for now, the height of this div, we'll set it to 350 pixels. So I'm going to hit OK, and I'm going to hit OK again. And you can see we get this div tag, And we get this little bit of text as well saying content for ID, site layout content goes here. I'm just going to delete that text. And once again, our CSS file has opened. This is another CSS file though. If I close my CSS panel and check out my files panel, I can see I have sitelayout.css and sitelayoutcontent.css. This is sitelayoutcontent.css. So let's just save this CSS file and close it. And now you can add text, you can add images, you can add whatever you want to this area. That's not the end of importing your layouts here into Dreamweaver, however. If you are importing a layout into Dreamweaver, chances are you want to use it on more than just one page. You're probably building a website and you have many pages, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe more pages that are going to go into making your website. Now, in order to keep this website easy to edit and also easy to build, we should create a template out of this little page that we just made. Now, before we create that template, let's just double check to make sure that this works in both Firefox and Internet Explorer. I'm going to preview it in Firefox. Okay, everything lines up great. It is centered, even though it doesn't look it there on that portion of the screen. And we're also going to check it in Internet Explorer. And yes, it works in Internet Explorer. Everything's lined up fine. Great. So let's do what is called creating this, or converting this, excuse me, to a template. We're going to convert this to a template, and the advantage to converting a layout to a template is not only is it easy to just create a website by right-clicking on a file and saying create a new website or create a new web page from this template, but it is also extremely easy to edit down the road. The advantage is, let's say you have built your website, you have 150 pages. Now the time comes where you want to redesign your site. Well, all you have to do if you've created that site using a template is come into Dreamweaver and edit the template, and all of your pages update automatically. So you don't have to go through every one of your 150 pages and change every single page and make sure everything lines up and everything matches and nothing's out of line. Dreamweaver will do all that for you using templates. So it is an extremely helpful thing about Dreamweaver. It is really a cool feature and something that you should definitely know how to do. So let's go up here to File and hit Save as Template. We have our Save as Template dialog box pop up, and we're going to save this as, let's just call it main underscore layout. You may have more than one template for your website. We're going to save it to the site Jake's Works. That's the site we were working in. Matter of fact, it's the only site that I've defined right now in Dreamweaver, and there are no existing templates. So we're going to hit Save. Dreamweaver is going to ask me if I would like to update the links. You should always choose yes to update these links and allow Dreamweaver to keep track and update all those links for you automatically. Now our file has changed from being site-layout-slice.html to main-layout.dwt. That's a Dreamweaver template file. We can also look over here in the Files panel and notice that we have a folder called Templates. And inside of that Templates folder is main-layout.dwt. Okay, so this is our template. Now, one of the things you have to do when you're working with a template is define areas of the template that you would like to be editable. For instance, probably before we go and send this out for our website, we would make this home button link to our home page and the gallery button link to our gallery page, etc., etc., etc. Maybe our logo link to home or whatever we want any of these images to link to. So all that would be set in place and we wouldn't have to worry about doing it for every single page. But let's say we wanted to change this header image, and of course the content that is going to be on your page is going to vary page to page. So let's hold the control key and select this div here. We can go into the source code and just make sure that we are in fact selecting that div, which you can see right here. This div is what we're selecting. Come back out to the design view. Oh, whoops. Hit control and select that. We're selecting that table that is holding, or that cell there that is holding the div. Don't worry about that. Come up here to the Common tab and click on this little green button up here. And if you click and hold, you get some options. Make template, make nested template, editable region. That sounds kind of interesting. Let's do that. And now Dreamweaver is saying this region will be editable in documents based on this template. That's great. That's exactly what I want. I want this region to be editable. I want to be able to put different things in depending on my page. So I'm going to name this editable region Main Content Area, and I'm going to hit OK. And you can see that this little teal box now surrounding our div shows up, and if we zoom in, we can see that this little tag says Main Content Area. Perfect. Let's select this image and make this editable, but we don't want to make this an editable area. We want this to stay an image. So Dreamweaver has some other options when we're working with templates. There's actually a whole ton of things you can do with templates, and I could go on for hours about templates, but I'm not going to. This is going to be the last thing we're going to do with this template as far as making editable areas. I'm going to select this header image, and I'm going to go Modify Templates, and I'm going to make an attribute of this image placeholder editable. So the attribute I want to be editable is the SRC, and the SRC is the source of the file. And we know that SRC is the source because check this out. If we have this image selected, and we look down here in the Properties panel, we have SRC, and that is the source of our image. We want to make this attribute editable, and we're going to name it header img underscore SRC. And the type is a URL, and the default is the header image.jpg. The image that's there now. That's going to be the default. So hit OK. And notice the image disappears. Don't worry about that though. Everything is OK. Save this Dreamweaver template and close it. Now let's create a new page real quick from our template. Over here in the Files panel, go to your Assets tab. And the second button from the bottom on this left-hand toolbar is the Templates button. If we click in there, we don't have a template. So we're going to right-click and hit Refresh Site List, and what do you know? There is the main layout template that we just created, which was not showing up a moment ago. Now, in order to create a page from this template, right-click on that and hit New from Template. And here is an untitled HTML file that was just created from our template. I'm going to zoom out to 66%, and we can see that it looks just like our stuff before. Just we can add stuff here to our div, but we can't really click on any of our images or move anything around, which is good because we don't want to mess anything up. We don't want to inadvertently change anything that's not going to be changed on any of our other pages. So we could add our text and our images, but this image, remember this image, we set that editable attribute, which was the source. Let's say we're now on a different page and we want this header image to be different. Well, first thing I'm going to do actually is come back to my Files panel. And I'm going to come up here and hit File, Save As. And here I'm in the Jake's Works root folder. And I'm just going to save this as testfile.html. And we're going to see here testfile.html just appeared in the root folder of our site. But we still need to change our image. In order to change the image, we need an image to swap it with. So let's real quick just edit that image. Here, I know this image is header image.jpg, and it is residing in the images folder for that HTML file that we exported a moment ago from Photoshop, if you recall. In that images folder, we have header image.jpg. I'm going to select it, I'm going to right click on it, and move down here and hit open with Photoshop. And it's going to open it up here in Photoshop. I'm just going to make a quick edit. I'm going to Command or Control U to bring up my hue saturation dialog box. And I'm just going to swing the hue and maybe make it pretty yellow, maybe add some saturation to it. Hit OK. Now I'm going to come up here to File, Save As. And you can see this is our Images folder over in Dreamweaver. I'm going to name this Header Image 2. I'm going to save it. It's going to ask me for some JPEG options. I'm going to leave them at default. And I'm going to go File, Close. Close that file. And I'm going to head back over to Dreamweaver. Now here in Dreamweaver, in order to change that image, we have to come up here to Modify and go to Template Properties. And you can see in here, we have this one property we can edit called header image underscore source. And if we select that, we get this little header image underscore source. And next to that, there's a little folder. Select that folder, and we can navigate to the site root. And from here, we can go to temp site. And then there's that images folder. Okay, so we're inside of this temp site folder. And here's this images folder. And inside of here, we have header image 2. Double click on that and hit OK. And you can see that the image has swapped from the red to the yellow. We can save this and we can preview it. And the image has in fact changed from the red building to the yellow one. So it's very, very easy to create these sites here in Dreamweaver. It took a little bit of time to explain, yes, I know, but now that you know how to do it, maybe even got a little bit of a grasp of using some div tags with your website layouts, that is how you bring a PSD into Dreamweaver and even set it up as a template, so it's very easy to build an entire website out of one Photoshop layout. Also, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, there's a whole lot more you can do with templates, and I do encourage you to pursue learning about templates. They are very interesting, very helpful, and there's a whole lot more you can do with them than what I just explained and showed you how to do here. But that's it for this one. I certainly hope you've learned a thing or two. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go check out the website. That's www.tutvid.com, this site right here. And thank you very much for watching.